Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mental. Quick question to you. How did the ancients kind of look at this topic? You had a picture that you wanted to speak about.
So for those who cannot see this image, if you Google Anubis leaning or bending over tomb, it should pop up. So a lot of people don't know that Anubis represented, when it comes to the body, Anubis represented the mouth. And if you also Google what a x-ray of the jaw looks like, you could see the correlation between the tomb and the jaw. So looking at the Anubis leaning over the tomb, it looks like he done mummified somebody and he's about to send them off. Well, in actuality, this is a depiction or representation of being silent. Anubis is putting his mouth to rest. Okay, now if we look at the tomb, we see the lion in the front and then his feet in the back. Well, starting at the front of the tomb where the lion is at.
You speaking about right here?
Yes, right there. That is the front part of the mouth.
Right here?
Yes. And the nose, right there. And so as we're moving down the shoulders, and you see where there's white spots or rectangles. Well, those are the teeth. Those are the teeth. And the feet is the jaw going up to your skull part. And so we have to put our mouth to rest. We have to be silent.
Wait, is this what's that little thing that hang down at the top of the mouth?
Oh no, that's Anubis' tail.
Oh. What they call that little thing?
The uvula.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was.
But yeah, this is a depiction of being silent, giving somebody the respect of them having the floor. You know, I mean, we can go anywhere with being silent, putting your mouth to rest. But, you know, to stick with today's topic, you have to keep your mouth shut. You know, Tarot hit earlier, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason, to listen twice as much as you talk. The moment your mouth activates is the moment your ears deactivate. You can't do both at the same time. You know, there can nothing do anything simultaneously but the inside of your body. When it comes to your conscious and bringing things out in the physical, you can only do one thing at a time, really. And so in order to get said knowledge, we have to be quiet. We have to listen. We have to pay attention. And what we've said a few times in this podcast, we have to be present. If you're not any one of those, you're disrespectful. And if you don't want to say disrespectful, okay, you're just not paying attention. And this is where yelling would come into play.
And this is where being broke comes back into play.
Right.
Let me ask y'all this. Do they have an EBT card for paying attention?
Hey, if not, that'll be something to look in. Shit, we got down. We can make some shit happen. There's a market for everything. We can make some.
All right. Is that what you had, Mental?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had, man. Not too long.
All right. Y'all know, if y'all don't know, I do like philosophy and philosophers. And I wrote down a few quotes here just to get you gentlemen's reaction. You know, you don't have to react. You know, but the first one, if what one has to say is not better than silence, then one should keep silent.
Would that go along the line of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all?
I would say. Darryl?
I would say, if you can't contribute to a conversation to add something of value, then why are you speaking or addressing the person that is in charge of that conversation?
I got something for that too. Hold that thought there.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel Boone, this one's up your alley, Daniel Boone. Survival, man. Talking without thinking is like shooting without aiming. You freaky? Any thoughts on that one? Talking without thinking is like shooting without aiming.
I mean, if you're not aiming at your target, it's just an open, it's just going to fall in the open space. So if you're not thinking, but you're just trying to talk, your words are going to become dead because you didn't think it out. So I can see the correlation.
You're speaking or talking should have a point and be directional and focused on who you are attempting to assist. And if you are thinking before you're speaking, you're exercising patience and choosing how much knowledge to divulge to that person, which is very directional and pointed towards them, instead of speaking generally or in broad terms, because people like it focused about them. I agree with that statement.
I agree with that statement also. If you're shooting without aiming, you're there, anybody's liable to get hit. Anybody. Now you have casualties of war, and some bystanders getting hit. Same way with talking without speaking, you just diarrhea at the mouth. I've heard somebody say it before. You know, just saying some shit just to be a part of the conversation, just to hear themselves talk. You know,
you brought up a name earlier, and that's what he does.
Yes. And 48.
Hey, and ain't it funny he has a gun in his name? That ironic.
Just an observation. I'm innocent.
Yeah. But when, you know, like Tarot was saying, you know, we should speak with the purpose. You know, kind of like that movie with Eddie Murphy. What is 1,000 words or some shit like that. I forget the name of the movie, but there was a tree in his backyard, and every time he spoke words, those many leaves fell off the tree. No. So you have to choose, think about what the hell you're going to say before you say it. Basically, that was the moral of the story.
You just said a word that, you said the word speech. The next one has that word in it too. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.